Did you know that there are herbs that can actually build, calm, and soothe your nervous system that are not habit-forming, and they're affordable as well? So if this is something that you are interested in, you know, having herbs that can help you feel calm and balanced and improve your sleep, then this podcast is absolutely for you. We're going to touch on different herbs, the uses, and what they're for. So stay tuned. Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. Have you ever woke up in the morning with that dark cloud of despair threatening to consume you, and you just wish you had someone to talk to? Someone that understood where you are and could maybe encourage you or motivate you on some level? Someone that could give you tools to help you feel better? I've got you covered, my friend. My name is Melanie Borbo, and I have been working with women for the last few years to help them overcome depression and anxiety naturally. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter of the king, and I'm here to help with whole health solutions, strong faith, and motivating mind shifts. So if you are ready to get your happy back, then grab your gratitude journal and let's get ready to spread some sparkle. I wanted to share this really sweet review that I got from actually one of the very first, I think she might have been the very first person that I actually took through the Depression and Anxiety Recovery Program. And I just read this beautiful review and I just wanted to share it with you. She says, "I have known Melanie for many years and can't say enough about her wisdom, dedication, and commitment to helping others. Her passion shines through her podcasts, books, and one-on-one conversations. I highly recommend Melanie for everything health and wellness and every aspect in between." And that was, like I say, from a dear friend, Tracy Van Leeuwen. And if you have been enjoying these podcasts and you want to leave a review, absolutely. I love to hear that. So I look forward to hearing yours if you have a story and or if you have some sort of inspiration. Hey friend, welcome to another podcast of Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. I'm really super excited about today's episode. Well, I think I say that every time because I'm excited about every episode, but I wanted to share something with you because today we're going to be talking about natural herbs, you know, and how they can help us feel calm, balanced, they can improve our sleep. And I just had a lady tell me how she was really, really happy to hear that she could actually take a natural approach to healing so that she could kind of get away from antidepressants because she's had some side effects from the antidepressants and she wanted, you know, she was looking for a way to kind of deal with things on her own. So when I heard that, I thought, you know what, I just finished up a course on this exact same thing, herbs to help with stress, anxiety, and insomnia. And so I wanted to share what I just learned on this course. And like I say, I'm not a expert on herbs yet, but I'm definitely moving in that direction. So, because I'm all about plants, other plants. So I'm super excited to start learning more about herbs. But you know what, I wanted to share, I just got a text like a couple of days ago from a mom. Now I can't share names because I don't have permission to do so, but this is a mom that I have worked with her son in the past. And this is what she sent me. She said, "I just wanted to give you an update on my son. As of a week ago, he is off of all medication. Praise God. He is on a lot of supplements because of what the meds have done to him, but he is doing so well. I cry just talking about it, but they are tears of joy. He is laughing, which I can't remember the last time I heard him laugh. His eyes are clear and he's not reacting to things that he used to get so upset over." And then she just says, "Thanks so much, Mel." So both these stories, one lady looking for herbs and natural approaches and another lady telling me that her son is now off of all medication. And both of those just truly, truly blessed me, warmed my heart because I'm not going to tell you to not go on medication. I understand that some people need that for a short time. Like medications are designed for short-term use. I believe that when you do the natural lifestyle changes, that you can absolutely either avoid medication or get off of them. But again, I'm not a doctor and I would never tell you to do that. That is something that you have to talk about with your doctor. as well as I have to have a little disclaimer. What I'm about to share with you about herbs, again, you have to know. I can't tell you to take these. I'm not telling you, I'm not prescribing these to you. I'm just saying that these are ones that have helped people with stress, anxiety, and insomnia. So take it as it is. It is not meant to treat or prescribe, but it is meant to give you knowledge, and I believe knowledge is power. So what are some of these herbs? So there's different categories of some of these herbs. Some of them are nervines, nerve tonics, and herbal sedatives. So I'm going to dig into a little bit about the differences of them, and then we'll go into actually which ones are which. So the nervines, these group of herbs actually support the nervous system by toning, building, calming, and soothing. They have a very nutritive benefit, and they help to reconnect the nerve channels in the body. So nervines don't deaden or dull the nerves like some pharmaceuticals can, and they can increase our ability to cope with stress on a daily basis. So nervines are things that you can take on a regular basis. Now, the nerve tonics, these are toning and building. So they strengthen the nerves, and they can rebuild nerve connections as well. Now, these are typically mild, so they're effective over time, right? They don't just help like immediately. And these include things like calcium, magnesium, and B vitamins. Chamomile, valerian, lemon balm, hops, these are nerve tonics, okay? Now, herbal sedatives work on relaxing the nervous system to ease tension, pain, and induce sleep. They soothe and calm the peripheral nerves and the muscle tissue. They're very gentle and non-habit forming. They won't make you groggy. And some of these ones are passionflower, St. John's wort, skullcap, valerian, hops, lemon balm. So I'm going to dig into some of these a little bit more, give you a little bit more information on some of them so that you can, you know what you're looking for or how best to use them. So chamomile, as I mentioned, is a nerve tonic. It's a nerve tonic, and actually I think it's mostly nerve tonic. So it says chamomile is very effective to take daily. It's very mild. Even children can take it, and it's best to take right before bed. So it helps with nervous stress, anxiety, and insomnia. Lemon balm is another nerve tonic, and it's mildly sedative. It is helpful for general exhaustion, you know, like when you're just, your brain is exhausted, everything's exhausted. Now, apparently I haven't had lemon balm, but the lady that I took this course from said that the fresh tastes really good, but the dried doesn't have as much flavor, even though it has all the medicinal benefits. But the other one, lemon verbena, I guess that one has a wonderful lemon flavor, regardless of if it's dry or fresh. And that one also soothes nerves and is good for anxiety and insomnia. So insomnia is if you can't sleep, right? Lavender. I used to use lavender on my kids when they were small. I used it as an essential oil. I don't drink it as tea. I don't know that I've ever really drank it as tea, but because the thing about lavender is that there's lots and lots of flavor. So if you are going to use this one in a tea, you have to just use it sparingly. But lavender is a stress. It's good for stress and nervous exhaustion. It's good for stress-related headaches, especially if you put it on the bottom of your feet or on your temples as a essential oil. It is mildly antidepressive, so you know, can have that effect of combating depression. Can be used in a tea, but like I say, only in small quantities. And dried flower, you only use the dried flower in tea. So another one that is really good for stress, anxiety, irritability, and restlessness is something called linden, or otherwise known as basswood. And so that's a really good one. And you use the flowers and they're called borax, which is, they look like leaves. You use those to make tea. Now, some of these ones, so there's a couple more here that I wanted to talk about. Okay, so those ones that I just discussed were our nerve tonics. Now, the next category is herbal sedatives. So St. John's wort, this is very effective remedy for tension, anxiety, chronic fatigue, irritability, and mild to moderate depression. Passion flower is another one. It's very calming and relaxing. It's used for anxiety and panic attacks. One of the top herbs for stress, and it helps to induce sleep. Now, oat straw or the milky tops, not so much the kernels, but like the tops and the straw made into tea. These are really good tonics for building and strengthening the overall nervous system. It is relaxing, but energizing as well. So it can work both ways for you. It's good for overwork, anxiety, or where the nerves are really irritated. And then there's skullcap, which is great for stress, anxiety, insomnia, or any stress-related situation, especially if exhaustion is involved. So skullcap, is good for headaches and also menstrual tension. So if this is an issue, if you start to get really anxious or have lots of tension and stress when you're getting close to your period, this one could really help you, skullcap. And again, you'd use the flowers and the leaves for that one. Now, hops is very, very good for restlessness and anxiety, and it's one of the best herbs for insomnia and digestive issues. However, it does not taste good, apparently. Again, I haven't had this one, but this is what this lady said, and she was like, it doesn't taste good. So you want hops and valerian. A lot of times it's easier to take in a tincture form as opposed to a tea. But but the valerian is a mild sedative, so it helps with anxiety, tension, pain, and headaches. It induces sleep and helps with restless sleep. And so those ones, again, you can put into tea, because I have a tea, actually. It's called Nighty Nighttime or something like that. But it has passion flower and valerian and chamomile in it. Now, together, they taste quite good. I find that tea tasting quite good. But if you were to drink hops or valerian by themselves as a tea, apparently not so good. So what do you want to do? How do you want to make a tea? So the idea is that you want to get, you want to use equal amounts of herbs. Like, so you can have any one of those combinations that I just mentioned. You could put them together. And if you have 3 cups of boiling water, and then you add 3 tablespoons of herb, any of those combinations, except for lavender, you'd only want to use a teaspoon, she says, if you were going to do it in a tea. But then you just let that steep for 15 or 20 minutes. So meaning you put the lid on it, because there's oils inside of these herbs, and that's where the benefit comes from. And you want to keep the oils inside your water. So you want to keep the lid on, let it steep for, 15, 20 minutes. And then you can have like a cup. Well, I think she says like you could drink a cup a few times a day. So, but some of these ones that you want to drink closer to bedtime, like probably valerian and chamomile, hops, these ones you want to have closer to bedtime, just so that, you're not feeling sleepy when you want to be awake. We talked a little bit about calcium being very, very good for nerves. Now we know, and I know you've probably heard this, that calcium is really good for bone health, but what we don't hear very often is that it's good for the nervous system. It soothes, it calms the nervous system. It's good for stress, anxiety, irritability, and insomnia. The only thing with calcium that you get from herbs, which I'm going to talk about which ones you can get calcium from, is that it's not a quick fix. It takes, 3 to 4 months to feel the effects from the calcium that comes from these herbs. But I mean, really, there's no harm, right? There's no side effect. So you could easily take these herbs in a tea form or a tincture form, and like, no big deal, right? It's very affordable to take, and it's not habit forming, so there's no downside. So 3 to 4 months, whoop-de-doo, no big deal. So which ones are really high in calcium? Parsley. Apparently dried parsley has seven times more calcium than fresh. I didn't know that until I took this course. Nettles is very high in calcium, iron, and protein, and many other minerals as well. And you can use nettles often. Again, the oat straw. So it's very good for nervous system, anxiety, depression, and irritability. But it's also high in calcium. Horsetail is high in silica and calcium. It's good for the bones. But the thing about horsetail is that you actually have to boil that one for 40 minutes. It's called a decoction. You actually have to boil that for 40 minutes to get all that benefit out of that herb. Then there's dandelion leaf. This is high in calcium and other minerals, and it's good dried or fresh. Motherwort, very calming and helps reduce stress. It also eases menopausal symptoms. I thought this was really cool because I just had a lady ask me about menopause. So I thought that was really good to know. And alfalfa, very high in all minerals and all vitamins. Alfalfa is good for you all the way around. Chickweed, raspberry leaf, amaranth, they're also very, very high in calcium. So these are, now you can do things like you could drink tea. You can also do a herbal foot bath. So what the herbal foot bath does is it moves the energy from your head downward so that, that energy gets moved down, you feel calmer, you feel less stress, right? You feel less anxiety. So a herbal foot bath is really good for a stress headache. And some of the herbs that you can use, ginger, which is very heating, it's soothing, it brings the tension down to the feet. So you can use either fresh or dried. Sage and rosemary. Like these are all things that we probably just have in our kitchen, right? Or you can grow them all really easily. It helps to increase circulation and decrease stress. So again, you can put any of these together, one or two or three or whatever of these together. You can simmer equal amounts of herb in water covered with a lid. So for 5 minutes, you want to simmer them. And again, you can use one, if it's dried, it's one heaping teaspoon. If it's fresh, it's 2 tablespoons. Fresh is always going to be a little bit more than dried. Dried is a little bit more concentrated. So you're going to add that herb water. You can strain it out if you want. Add that herb water to a pan that you can put your feet in, big enough to have your feet in, and then have hot enough water in there that it doesn't burn you. But you want to keep adding hot water and just sit. Get a towel, cover up your feet, just let yourself, sit and relax, grab a good book and just sit and inhale the aromas and just let that tension drain from you. So these are all really amazing ways to help, kind of calm down. Now, if you wanted to make a really good sleep tea, you can add chamomile, oat straw, passion flower, and spearmint. Now, spearmint helps to activate the other herbs, and you want to use one part of each herb. So like if it's a tablespoon or whatever, and then you can mix them all together and store in a glass jar. And then when you're ready to make your tea, you just get your cup of water boiling or your 2 or 3 cups of water boiling. And you're going to put 1 teaspoon of that mixture of all those herbs together in the pot of boiling water. And steep it. So take it off the heat, let it steep for 15 minutes or so. And then you can slowly sip that before you go to bed. And that will just help you to, to calm down, to feel lighter, and just to be able to sleep a little bit easier. So this is, this is my first kind of course on herbs, but I am taking more. I do have more in the works. And so I'm excited to be learning about these simple natural remedies. I'm all about natural remedies. I love that the fact that God's given us all of these tools to use to heal. Like the Bible says that plants will be used to heal the nations. And I believe that 100%. I am so all about plants. I love eating plants. Like no joke. Now with my tower gardening, we're eating so many servings of fruits and vegetables in a day. It is so beautiful. But I know the power of plants, and I've seen it in others, and I've seen it in myself. And so I really hope that if you have to go back and listen to this podcast again, write down some of these herbs and you can find them. You can either grow most of these probably yourself. I'm growing some of these things in my tower garden as we speak. But you can also grow them out in the garden as well. But if you don't want to grow or you don't have that ability or whatever, go to health food stores. A lot of times you can find really good herbs, dried herbs there. Now dried herbs, like buying your own herbs and making your own teas is better, way better actually than buying the bag of tea, like the little tea bag that is already mixed up, just because you know what's in it. It's fresher. Probably more concentrated. So I would highly suggest buying the herb and making your own concoctions as opposed to, whatever, the tea bag. So I hope this blesses you, my friend, and I can't wait to see you on the next podcast. Take care and God bless. Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also, it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.